Hi guys, welcome back to Pillow Talk.
Anyway guys, so how did 2020 treat you guys? We're in a new year.
Happy New Year, by the way, everyone.
COVID is still COVID-ing.
It's still roaming the streets.
Point one.
It ain't changed.
She's point two because
it's
she's...
Point two, she's in 19, yeah, isn't it?
No, point two because she's upgrading every second. Yeah, there's a new strain.
From South Africa.
No, it's from London.
Is it?
Yeah, it started in London.
Did it?
Yeah.
Where did I hear that?
I heard South Africa.
Of course.
I heard South Africa too.
It is what it is.
It really is what it is. Sometimes you try and it fails. Yep. You just carry on.
So how did like 2020 treat you guys, like from the beginning?
From the beginning it was a bit mad. It was just attacking me mentally. For no reason.
Oh no, 100%. I feel like January was not bad. Mm. It's once we got to like March.
Yeah.
Once we got to March, then things just started going downhill.
It started getting worse by the minute.
Because the mad thing is, we knew people were dropping in China.
Yeah, but we never thought it was going to come, so we just said no.
Yeah, but no one really thought about it, that it was going to be that deep, but we didn't realise that everything we get is from China. So whether a lot of businesses start from China, a lot of people go to China,
we
come
get a
back.
Lot of our products from China.
That is
exactly. So it was just there like, oh, from no, no, it's not else. It's not gonna, you know, it's
it
not gonna come
market.
Here.
Like, how is it gonna fly from
Wait,
China?
Wait, how did it actually here? Spread?
It's an airborne people, disease. Isn't it? It's an airborne disease and plastic.
Actually, people. There's like a series or a documentary and it showed how it started. This, well, not in real life, I don't know anyway, but basically in the Netflix show, it started with this woman. She must have ate the pig that was contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously
was
she
bat.
Was in a, well it that's started
Ebola.
With the bat.
No,
Ebola.
No, it started with the bat. It shat somewhere where the pigs ate it.
Okay.
And then the butchers killed the pig, cooked
obviously.
It up. Yeah, mm-hmm. Cooked it up, and then the lady ate it, and then she came back to America. Obviously, everybody who had came in contact with her, because it was a party, caught it as well. And along the way, yeah, everyone was just catching, and it started spreading everywhere.
That movie's mad, you know. It's definitely not true, but a great movie.
Yeah. What is it called?
I don't know what it's called.
Probably called coronavirus, the pandemic.
I heard the pandemic is good
because
they've
been making a lot of shows about that.
See,
yeah,
they're using COVID as profit.
A lot of people
are dying, and you man's out here using it as profit.
No, but some of these films came out 2-3 years ago. They're not like it's like they were predicting what was gonna
Fishy.
happen.
That's very true. That's
Fishy.
Very true. Some did come out way before.
And some of them are way too accurate, like to the teeth, to the bone, to the crumb,
to the salt,
to the salt,
to the grain. That's
now
the one I was looking
to
at.
The salt.
Hopefully, you said to the salt. So, I feel like last year, I was about to say this year because it just feels like
yeah,
a continuation.
We are continuing. It's still 2020.
Last year was a bit of a tricky one, man.
Right.
It was like, just so much things happened. It's something to do with everyone being locked up in their homes. But I felt like my worst thing was me being locked up at home. But I just felt like if I don't do shopping online, my life was gonna be over. Like
yeah,
I had to keep, you know.
No, that's why
you know when you're just there,
just so busy.
You're just there, like okay, cool. If I buy this outfit after the lockdown,
I have something to wear.
Exactly.
The funny thing is, she hasn't worn any of the outfits.
I have actually.
Okay, one, two.
I've worn.
You said one, two. Should we
count? I've worn all of the ones that I took to Greece. All of those.
Okay.
And I literally just have two
that
I have not.
You didn't wear all of them because we didn't wear all our outfits in Greece. There
just one that I didn't wear.
Yeah.
It's one that I didn't wear.
These people took outfits for days.
No,
even
no,
for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hell. I'm not going to come looking like all crummy and stuff.
Mind
for
you,
breakfast.
At the hotel that we stayed at, there were like, what, 8 black people?
Mate, I feel like we made up with the 8 black people.
There were like 8 black people. It was us 3, and then
there was another table of like 5 people.
But then we saw them on like our last day.
Yeah, so when we were leaving, they were coming.
Yeah, so we were the. It was basically an exchange. Black people come, we leave, black people come again.
And it was crazy because when they see us come for dinner,
they were always like, ooh, nice.
Like, we was proper dressed up, makeup, outfit, everything. Heels. They were like, where are these bitches going like this? They're just coming to eat food, but look fabulous.
At one point, I thought they were going to ask to take pictures with us.
No, yeah, no, with us. Really, yeah, they did say, let's take a picture of you. You want to take a picture?
Yeah. And they're like,
go ahead.
Oh, even when we got there, oh my God, getting there was just different. It was the hills.
That crossover walk was a bit mad. I can't lie.
No, forget the walk. It's when we were getting there at night. At night, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, the way boss man was driving.
And mind you, it's on the other side of the road.
Yeah, and the drive up to that hill.
I had to stay quiet for a bit because I was like, he's kidnapping.
We actually didn't know where he was taking
us. No, it was dark, like pitch.
Because I'm there thinking, right, isn't it next to the airport?
I thought it was next to the airport as well.
No, but literally we were.
We were physically.
Because from our window, we can see the planes going take off in it. So we were thinking, are we going to be on one of these planes?
Yeah.
So then as we're going through the landing, is that what it's called? We're going through the landing to take off. I spotted our room and I was like, look, it's our room.
Yeah. You can see the room from our room from the plane.
But that was a crazy experience, you know. I feel like
driving in Greece is actually a myth.
Forget driving, walking.
Walking?
Man, guys.
It said 10 minutes by foot, 30 minutes to 40 minutes.
No.
10 minutes by car, 30 to 40 minutes on foot.
Let's start. I want us to go month by month, alright? So let's start off with April. I'm talking about people's birthdays.
Oh, no.
I didn't do nothing for my birthday, so can we skip?
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was in quarantine. What can I do?
Anyway.
Let's move to August when we actually celebrate your birthday.
August, it was Tam's birthday.
Ooh. Boo.
Long hair.
The biggest. Jeez.
Because she didn't celebrate.
Yeah, and I'm not going to celebrate it again this year, so...
You really can.
We're not talking about this year, we're talking about last year.
My girl says
I can do some party.
I mean,
your birthday. Talk about your birthday.
No, actually, I did celebrate my
birthday. Exactly, that's what I was thinking. But, you know, you attacked me so
I mean, I didn't really celebrate it. I did not know what... I just got dressed and wore makeup.
Don't cover me.
What did you do for your birthday?
I got dressed and wore makeup.
Yeah, and then she took some pictures.
I ordered myself some Domino's. Because why the fuck not?
Exactly.
And then I joined house party.
It was around that time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, it was popping. Now it's Clubhouse. Anyway, my birthday.
Why is she laughing?
Because it was funny.
Oh, I feel like I was so broke, but so living life.
We were so broke.
I was so broke and so living my life. It was just the perfect balance.
By the time I got on the plane, I had £7 in my account.
I had no money whatsoever in my account.
I mean, I had money.
So, Bala.
Okay. I had money when we got on the plane. I don't know what you were thinking.
Obviously you had to get there, but the thing is, from this point on, I have to wait until I get paid again.
It's them ones there. It's them ones there. I was just thinking, like, okay, cool. I've paid for the plane already.
Mm. That's how I paid for the plane.
I paid to get on the plane.
Uh-huh.
I paid for the shuttle to get to the flipping hotel.
Yeah.
And I paid for my breakfast in the morning. So in my head, I did not,
need the shuttle bus
that took us to the hotel.
I thought we were still talking about before we got on the plane, not when we got off the plane. Because
You said you had £7 when we got on the plane. Tam said she had nothing.
Yeah, so I'm saying, plane.
How did you mans allow yourselves to go all the way and jump on the plane
without money?
Without money.
Because I knew it was coming.
Yeah, that's what I said. The next payment was soon during
what
the
if,
holiday.
What if none of us had money?
Then
what?
Then we would have lived off breakfast and dinner.
Yeah, but...
Which we actually did. Technically.
And snacks.
Technically we did. Yeah,
and snacks.
And ice cream.
We didn't even get let into Lidl. Imagine walking.
Don't piss me off. You two pissed me the fuck off.
I forgot my mom. Imagine what I forgot mine.
We walked for an hour and a fucking half.
No,
yeah?
It wasn't an hour.
Maybe.
It was like 40 minutes.
No, to go, I think to go was easier than to come back.
Yeah, because we had stuff. Well, yeah. I had stuff to carry anyway.
Huh?
We all had stuff to carry.
I carried the water.
Are you kidding?
I carried the water.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did I
carry? Are you kidding me?
I don't think I carried anything.
Do you get what I'm saying? I carried the water. They said, I'm carrying the water.
Is she joking?
I don't know.
What did you carry then, if I'm joking?
Juice. Do you even know what I bought?
Juice, she carried
the water.
Juice.
You put a pineapple juice and water.
Yeah.
I bought two pineapple juices,
yeah,
and water, by the way.
So wait, she can't remember what she carried, so now she's getting the
I carried the juices, you carried nothing.
Okay. I admitted that. I think we got...
She had me and Tam doing heels. We were doing up heels and she was walking freely.
No, I don't think I was walking freely.
Yeah, you were. You were bopping.
You were ahead of us. So
no,
you
I really wasn't.
Yeah, you were. No, you
at
were.
At some point we switched to like where I was ahead, but it was you at first.
At the pace I was walking at, I was definitely not ahead of you guys on those heels.
The weights that we were carrying, trust me, you were definitely ahead of us.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. Well, okay.
No, of course not. When it's convenient. No one ever remembers.
You know?
No, I actually don't remember most of my life anyway.
Sad.
No, I love it like that. Memories I don't need.
Lord.
And then, obviously, hotel was nice.
It was nice.
We had a
broken light bulb. We had a broken safe. We had a broken... What else?
And you know what?
You broke the safe for real.
No. I actually didn't.
She didn't. It was literally
broken.
It was already
like that.
Yeah.
It's the thing is, yeah, I was reading on TripAdvisor and someone was talking about the safe.
No, it wasn't even that. Is
we and then I was
when
there,
we went
like,
up to Tam's room and we saw her safe and we were like, something's missing from our safe.
Yeah.
So we didn't break it. It was already broken.
So then I went, you know what? Let me try and put my passport in here because, you know, I don't want
to
walk around with my passport. But then the shit ain't closing. Like, it's not trying to close. I'm like, why is it not closing?
I'm like, I don't.
It says put 000. I put 000. It's still not closing. I said okay.
Wait, we even called reception. They said yeah, we're gonna come fix it.
They never came.
No, they did. They did because it was pushed in when we came back.
Is that all they did? Push it in.
Yeah.
So they closed it, but they didn't let you.
So then when I done it again.
That is so true.
Did we even have they were so mean with the toilet paper.
Were they?
They were stingy. No, they were stingy.
Guys,
the
pandemic.
No,
like,
it doesn't matter.
Listen, there was barely any and they still wouldn't replace it every
guys,
time.
Guys, pandemic.
No.
I think we had, I had to go to the reception and ask for toilet paper.
I did too. if it was one strand, they will not replace it.
They wouldn't.
At all.
As in the roll is damn near showing the brown part.
They're still not replacing it. One thing that
pissed
me
was
off,
they did clean our rooms though, but they didn't change.
They didn't
give us no fresh towels. They didn't give us
no
they didn't change the
like
bed
that.
Sheets.
They didn't change. The
yeah,
bed
no,
sheets.
They didn't. They just made it.
They just
neat.
They just made the bed.
Yeah.
And mopped the floor.
Mopped and that was it.
And I could have done that, honestly.
I don't think we would have even needed to do that.
Honestly.
Maybe just a quick. Sweep,
yeah,
boom, that's it.
It was mad. I did break a few things though.
What did you break?
I broke the towels outside.
The towels?
Yeah, they had
the tiles.
Oh, the
tiles.
No, we all broke the tiles.
No,
the tiles were falling off.
They were falling off.
They were
already
adding
emphasis
to it. That's
the thing is, it's like the noise, the sound that they made, it was really nice.
Really?
So
wow,
I just kept on
deliberately
smashing it. Nah.
It was so nice.
See,
I didn't do that. I was thinking if I don't get an email.
you know what?
Like,
I've been waiting ever since we left, like, oh,
really?
You've been charged for this.
Yeah,
but we didn't
damage anything, so I don't really know what they charged us with.
But we damaged outside.
We didn't damage outside. Outside was already damaged. No, but then the tiles were already coming off. It's an old place.
Yeah, like, the tiles were already broke off when we got there.
That's literally true. We didn't do nothing.
The scenery was so nice.
Oh, the scenery was beautiful. Oh,
the people just loved our hair.
The old man, this guy almost crashed. Like, you're driving past me and your neck is still turning and I'm literally behind the car.
Wow. I think it's just because we're black.
They loved it.
It's because it was like, oh my god, your hair.
There was proper tapping the friends as well.
Bossman was way too nice to us.
He was way too nice.
He was scamming us.
Way too nice.
No, we spent more than 150 in that store. I know.
Oh, 100%.
150 what?
150 euros.
Are you crazy?
I did. Okay. 100%.
Oh no, I didn't spend more than 150.
I did.
No.
You did.
I did.
Bossman shop.
Because when you guys were sleeping, I went out. And I bought stuff.
Yeah, that's why you bought the Nivea for like, what, 2 euros?
And it was some tiny ass thing.
And it wasn't nice. I think it was fake Nivea.
Mate, she still has it in her house.
I've used real Nivea. I have real Nivea. Like,
maybe we have fake Nivea and that's the real one.
And you
one.
Didn't have it then? Yeah, because you bought it from Greece. I'm comparing the two. The one from Greece and the one from here. Well, I don't know if the one here is real anyway. I'm just talking out my mouth at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What if our one is fake and their one is
fake? But can't be that tough, though.
Mm. I just want to go back for the sweets.
Yeah.
And the art and the ice cream.
Oh, my God. I don't like the ice cream.
I tried to Google it. I can't find it.
That scandal ice was scandalous.
It was actually
I just want that sandwich that we ate.
And the salad. Chef's salad. All the cocktails. Mate, the cocktails were... 99% nice. Alcohol, 1%
juice.
The juice was just for color. I promise you, there was no flavor.
No. You know what? I feel like it was coloring.
There you have it. You know, the juice. The thing is, you can see him make it, and it's like he's just pouring so much alcohol.
The man is not stingy with it. It's not like he's here with it.
He had no time for that.
Forget
a double. Double shots, forget that. Oh my guy was
quadrupling. He was going in.
The drinks were beautiful. Mate, the tequila was smooth.
Oh, the tequila was having me all kinds of excited.
Mate! Do you know, it was mad because it was so smooth. We kept it coming. And the waiter was like looking at us like, are you mad?
You don't need any more shots. You guys are fine.
And we looked at her, she looked at us, and we were like, just one more.
You said that last time.
And then it was like, oh wow.
She really thought we were alcoholics.
No, honestly, we've never tasted such nice tequila.
It was smooth.
It was so sweet.
Like, mate, guys, so this time when we go, that one more is gonna keep one more going.
It's gonna keep going.
This time we'll actually go on holiday with money.
Yeah, I'm literally.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we actually enjoyed ourselves when we were broke. Now imagine if we actually take money.
No, we had fun and we were broke.
Imagine if
we managed to do everything that we wanted to do.
We even went to a water park.
We didn't know how we were gonna get home, by the way.
May.
No, we got some nice discount there.
That's what I'm saying, Bossman.
It was Bossman, but it was us at the same time. Because it was 50 euros to go and 50 to come back.
But we didn't pay to come back.
No, I know. I am the only one that clocked on that it was 50 euros to go and come back.
Yeah.
So it was 100 altogether. Oh. But we all acted
dumb. No, it wasn't.
Dumb.
We paid 40 euros.
Was it?
Yeah, 40. Yeah.
No, we all just acted like, no, he said that. That's what he said. So that's it was 40 to go and 40 to come back.
No, but that's what he said.
No, he actually said it's 40 to go and back.
He literally told us 40 to go and 40 to come back.
£40
We were like, only pay once. We were literally like,
it's a lot of money. Are you deep in it?
Is it?
Yeah, 40.
Because here you damn near spend that to go anywhere.
That is so. It's like 30 something.
Yeah, but it wasn't that far. That's
no,
what
it was,
I'm saying.
No, it was far.
No, it was a bit
it
of
was
a
far.
Bop.
It was a bit of a bop still.
How far was it?
It was a long drive.
I mean,
drive.
It was a 15-minute drive, but, bruv, I don't know how they build these Greek streets, bro.
These 15 minutes is an hour.
Mate, it feels like a good 40 minutes, I promise you.
I felt like we were driving outside. Yeah, we were driving for long. You slept for most of it. You woke up when we got there.
Exactly. Yeah. You woke the car started moving, this girl was gone. I was the one tracking.
But
the
I have snaps of places. So how did I get those if I was sleeping?
Not while you were in the car. When we came back from the water park, you were sleeping.
Yeah, when we were going back.
Oh, but when we
but when we were coming, no, I had best snaps she was awake.
Yeah, because I remember. Okay, but it was still a long trip.
It was
man.
A bit of a mad one. I think we were just distracted by the scenery.
Yeah, we didn't deep how long it was.
I loved it. It's the houses. Mm. You know the open windows.
Yeah.
Wait, who? I think it's Cardi B when she opens the windows.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she was in...
Opens the windows and as well.
You know them little windows? The
the white ones.
Yeah,
the ones that you see in like every Greek house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the fact that everyone's house is just open.
Yeah.
They I was just like, it's just England and America.
It's just England and America, honestly.
No, but seriously, I want to go back. Because
there's so many cats.
I would go back, but not to the water slide. Actually, I'll go back to the water slide, but not to that ride.
Maybe had a traumatizing experience.
Mate, guys, I fucked up my rib on a water slide. Like,
sister.
Mate, and the funny thing is, we were like, I don't know who I was telling it to, but after we went down that big white one, I was like, I felt some pain. I was like, I don't know which one it was. I think it was Tomorrow. One of you. So I was like, bruh, that pain.
Which big one, though?
The water slide. The big one. The white one. You see the one that's literally just like a slide going down. Like, shoo. Do you remember it? It was one of the last ones we'd done before the Black Tunnel. The last...
Oh yeah, the black tunnels,
the one that I couldn't remember.
I
yeah,
remember.
I even walked up the stairs with you, man, and then I was like, no. I
had to. She saw the darkness. She said, I'm not doing.
I had to walk down because I was like, mate, I'm already in pain. Do I really want to be in darkness whilst I'm in pain? What if I die?
Because the black tunnel, it was like stars.
Yeah, there's little holes.
Like,
I don't know if it was holes or stars.
Exactly. It was nice. It was weird, but outside, you're thinking...
No, the thing is, I couldn't even really scream like that because I'm like, what's going on here?
At first, my eyes were proper closed. Then I opened them to see, and I'm like, okay. This is interesting.
No. I don't know what to do right now. Scream, shout, where is it? I was literally just there on the thing, on the floating thing, just looking.
We had so much fun. We didn't even we were gonna get home until the very last moment.
Yeah,
I feel like when we're like, okay, cool, the fun ended. Everyone just got pissed.
Yeah, we all got pissed.
I was so fucking tired.
Just like, don't look at me.
No, it's because we were there for quite a while though.
No, we were.
We were there for like two hours or something.
Yeah,
we were there for time.
We didn't even bring water.
We didn't bring nothing. We bought ourselves.
My body and vibes.
We bought ourselves and vibes. That's it.
I'm not gonna lie.
We were vibing.
Going on holiday by yourself or with your friends for the first time, you need to struggle.
But I don't
so you know struggle. We didn't struggle, but
I wouldn't
we struggled.
Say it was a struggle. It was just a
it was painful.
One. The lack of money made it so irritating.
Yeah, that was basically.
I really
it.
Wanted to go to the beach. Like I wanted to feel.
And it wasn't far.
No, you know what? Yeah, we did go to the beach. We went to the BTEC one. That beach was BTEC.
The beach that we drove past.
That's the one.
You
know what? We wanted to go so many places, but it was the walk from Lidl that put us off.
Oh my god! Like, yeah. You know what? We don't need to do this. And then to get cab is like.
Cab is like 40 euros every time you get it. Like, if we give you 40 euros, how are we gonna get back to London?
Honestly.
even
to get home from Heathrow Airport.
That was fun,
guys. The whole of August, the whole of that holiday, we were vibing.
Winging it.
We were winging it. It was us and vibes.
No money.
That's it.
I don't know how we're going to get there, but we're getting there.
We know how we're getting there, but I don't know how we're getting home.
That's it.
If we have to walk, if we have to run, I don't know. We'll figure it out when the night is over.
You know the maddest thing, it's when I deeped what time we were getting off the plane in England.
Yes!
When I deeped it, that's when I was like,
As we're walking out, we're walking out. We've come off the plane and everything.
I'm looking at the time. I'm taking the last train.
Rhea was like, okay, cool. She's got a way home. So me and Tamara look at each other like, is she going to leave us here or what? So me and Tamara, we start looking at train times.
that's the thing, yeah. I feel like we were all just pissed off. Like,
so we couldn't even ask anyone.
No one was talking to anyone.
No, wait, it was me and Tamara talking and you by yourself.
I was just by myself because I was like, I don't even know what happened. I was just pissed off. Like,
wait, the thing is, I don't understand why this one was pissed off because she had a way home.
Why were you annoyed?
It was me and you because we didn't. She didn't tell us, oh, guys, yeah. We're going all together.
It was never confirmed.
All she said was, yeah, you never said.
But why would I get in the car and leave you guys?
Mariah, you looked pissed.
You looked pissed. So we were like, tomorrow's train.
So because I looked
pissed, I don't know what was going on. No, it was the thing is, we didn't know the person. You knew the person. So we didn't want to just come and now.
I already told the person.
Yeah, but you didn't confirm it with us and be like, yeah, guys, definitely. You just told us whilst we were getting eaten alive.
You guys pissed me off.
How did we piss you off? What did we do?
You pissed me off on the plane.
How?
I've done something.
It wasn't us. It was the people sitting in front of you because I was asleep.
I don't know. Yeah, she kept on whacking her hair at me.
I was asleep.
No, the person.
It was the people in front of her.
Okay, okay.
She just kept on doing that. And then I was just there. Like, I was so uncomfortable. The situation was uncomfortable. I didn't really eat as well.
We didn't have dinner.
When I was there, like, guys, he's here. Let's go.
Honestly,
I was just like, let's go. Everyone get in the car, let's go.
She was literally about to dash our bags into the bay, like, just get in.
I had so much fun, but I was just so over it.
I was.
I'm not even gonna lie. I love this. I love England. Don't get it twisted. But
it was as soon as we landed.
As soon as I landed, the depression.
It's mad. As soon as we got on the plane and we left Greece. London, even though I was panicking and I was
so excited.
I felt so much peace.
As tired as I was, I was like, oh my god,
when we were gonna land in Greece and we saw all those rocks.
Yeah, we were like, yeah. I even looked at the window.
While the plane was moving.
I was like, this is the vibe. I can't wait to
And when we got off, guys, the breeze was so lovely. The temperature was perfect.
I didn't mind lining up.
I'm not gonna lie, I really thought we ran away from British people. The minute we got there, everyone was British. I was there thinking, the water park, everyone was British. I'm there thinking,
they're all there for you.
Everyone's running to Greece, Spain.
Yeah, because that was the only country that was allowed us to stay until June.
We're going to see what they're going to do to
us. And then I feel like we had a break in September. Everyone did their own thing. Yeah.
In September.
In September, everyone did their own thing. Went back to uni. Yeah. Worked a bit more.
Well, we kind of had to do our own thing. Because life, you know.
Yeah, started
work. I'm not going to lie. As much as I love you guys, I've never been so happy being apart.
Yeah.
I was just
That's
like,
why there was needed. This one night in Greece. I was so pissed. I don't know what it was. I think I was just over the whole thing. Like, I'm tired of seeing these people.
I was scared of talking to them. I was so annoyed.
Literally, it's anger
when,
has
it's
just.
When we're like, oh, we're gonna go take shots.
Oh yeah. And she was like, oh, I don't want to after. She's not. Remember, she was like, I don't want to after. I'm just tired. I'm gonna go sleep. So me and Maria were like, okay. So as we're walking, she's like, yeah, I'm gonna come too. But then she was gobbling down them shots, fam, and she didn't wanna come. We should, Maria, next time.
I was just there, like,
yeah, next holiday, when she's in a mood, let's leave her.
I'm not gonna lie, yeah.
Let's leave her.
I'm not gonna lie. When she was telling us, she was, I looked at you and I was like, are we going?
We're still going. I looked at you too, oh my god.
No, I had to whisper because it's like.
I was like, mate, she seemed very angry right now.
I don't know. I think I was just over it for a minute, and then I came back too, and
no,
I was like, I was calm.
I feel like I was only moody one day, and I was only moody until I ate because I was hungry. I didn't eat the whole day. After I ate, I was like, let's go swim. Whatever you want to do, I'm down.
I just can't wait. And you know the thing about going on holidays and like booking hotels and that.
No,
once you stick to a certain spot, Yeah. What do you mean?
She tells us, guys, you know what?
We this, gave her the idea, woman, we showed the hotel.
This woman.
What does the hotel actually look like?
I'll show you.
Mate, you see how confused we are, yeah? This woman does not allow us to give ideas without her already doing it.
Guys, the way she just booked the thing.
Imagine one day,
I'm
yeah?
Guys, I'm about to, here it is. I'm seeing the payment plan. I said, oh, huh?
God. I just the fact plan. That she didn't consider our pockets.
No, I just saw payment me. Plan. I was like, oh, okay. I
guess yeah, really yeah, offended yeah. me.
I'm sorry. But here's my thing, again. You guys need to understand. We would have kept on saying it looked nice.
Yeah, she's right.
We no, but we would have booked it eventually.
Eventually.
We would have booked it like 3 minutes in advance. Three months in advance.
When it's, yeah, 3 months. That's like £800.
We would start booking now.
Yeah, we would have started booking now, true.
This is the time we booked the other one.
That exactly. is so true. Yeah.
But my thing was, oh, guy, I have the money right now. Right now.
Like
let's just do it.
Day, my account.
Oh, hey, guys, I'm just letting you know.
I've made the payment.
I've made the payment.
I said, oh, okay, really?
Okay. Literally.
Okay. I don't have any say in it. I just have to go with it.
I was like,
I don't know what they were flying now.
Mate,
I don't know what they were flying now.
I don't know where we're staying. I don't know what the hotel looks like.
What the name is.
It's a 5-star hotel. It's all inclusive.
That's all we know.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Alcohol. We struggled the other time.
And alcohol.
We get alcohol.
So what?
Yeah. And alcohol. Wristband.
Yeah. I mean, that's all
that's
I know.
That's why it's so expensive.
Mate.
Why did you think it was that much?
It's so expensive. Between three people, it's damn near £100. Jeez.
It is £100 between three people.
Not even between three people, each.
Oh, shit.
It's damn near £100 each.
You really didn't consider my pocket.
It's 93.
Shut down.
You really did consider my pocket.
It's £200 a month. Every month until...
Until we pay.
Well, I paid mine.
Wow, you see what I mean? She doesn't consider our pockets.
There's not a lot to pay.
She doesn't consider our pockets.
Each person.
We'll talk about this later. Maybe just know that we're paying her. We're not paying the people.
No, that's fine. If I'm paying you, then I'm fine.
No, you're not paying me. Oh. I paid mine.
My girl's like, I paid my half.
You bitches figure it out.
Oh, no, that means it's going to be cheaper.
No, it's not.
No, it's going to be more expensive.
It's not.
It's going to be the same price.
Because they're still waiting for our house. It's still the same price. But yeah, September, everyone went back to uni work. We did our thing, didn't
it? No, we did.
I don't even remember October came. What did I do in September?
You didn't go uni.
I started work.
You started work, but you didn't go uni.
I didn't start uni. No, I didn't.
But you didn't go uni.
I didn't go back yet.
Oh, you didn't.
Because I started in November, remember?
Oh, okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, September I was working.
September was just a weird, weird year.
I was viewing houses in September.
Yeah.
That's it.
It was just a weird vibe in September.
I don't think I did anything in September.
No, I started working.
No, September was just September.
That's when my ribs started hurting.
Yeah, that's when
the end of September. That's when the effects kicked in.
These are nice. What are these called?
Jelly babies. Oh. It really came and done it. Yaga. That's what the rib
does. So yeah, September was just there for decoration. October.
October was your birthday,
right?
It was mad.
How was it? Tell us.
Lord. So, I booked 3 weeks off work, like I always
Mate,
do.
Mate, I had a month off work.
Because always off work.
I'm not going to lie. For someone that works a lot,
I'm always off work.
I just believe, yeah, I'm just a birthday person, like, someone's really birthday, are. You have to spoil yourself.
Mm-hmm. You say that all the time, not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I never listen, though,
but maybe you should start. You should start.
This is why I let you do it.
In October, I just feel like it is my time to shine. Everything is about me in my head. Maybe not to everyone else.
It's all about me.
So in October, I think I was talking to three guys.
No, you're talking to one.
No, I was talking to three.
Huh?
Yeah.
Three?
I was talking to three guys. And then, obviously...
Oh, sorry, love holiday. Another holiday? They're discounted.
For which?
Please. Bro, I'm ready to pay.
Go away.
And you're going to continue being ready to pay. Relax, bro.
Guys, I'm just trying to go to France, man.
France is not letting us see baby know. Girl. They said
we're
lock
bored.
Off.
I'm we're bored.
You know what we're going to do, though?
What?
Wait, 1 second, guys. What we're going to do is we're going to do 3 days France, 3 days Portugal.
France, baby girl, is not allowed.
Not now.
I mean, if we're going to Portugal, I found the hotels really cute. I was going to go for my birthday, but now I can't because COVID. Fuck Boris.
I'm right next to you. Why are you viewing me on your phone? Oh my God.
Don't get happy. I'm viewing Pillow Talk's Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Pillow Talk's Instagram. We had a photo shoot today. It was really fun.
It was very fun, but it made me very tired.
Yeah. No. That's the only ish about it.
I can't lie. The chicken should have been seasoned by now.
Maria!
Can I talk about my birthday?
Yeah. Talk.
Because obviously we're not in October. Everything's not about me.
That's so true.
So obviously I was speaking to like different people and that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just, you know, like broadening my horizons and just seeing what I like and what I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And my birthday came. Mm-hmm. And I was just there, like, first I was like, oh, guys, I want to go Egypt, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But then the time,
the way
September just run away.
That's why I don't remember it.
So, the September was just running, so there we go. We didn't have anything to... And then, obviously, Egypt was a bit because of COVID. No one knew what was up.
Happening.
So... Found a hotel, was like, okay, guys, the hotel, we're going Shaka Zulu, this is what's happening.
Mac and cheese was amazing.
And, you know, we're gonna, you know,
yeah,
turn up. Well, we didn't know we were gonna turn up, we just thought we were just going there to eat. And
no, we knew we were gonna turn up because, I mean, in the hotel.
In the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, we didn't know we were gonna turn up.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
We
can't just lie, that whole 3 days, it was just good music everywhere.
It was vibes.
Listen, when I say ourselves and vibes, I actually mean it.
I just thought, in those 3 days, we did not give a shit.
Honestly?
We actually...
We literally said no one is going to piss us off.
Yeah.
No one is going to... And the devil did try.
Not even my account.
The devil did try. But the devil did not succeed in the lodges of men.
Yes, he did try, but couldn't triumph over me.
It was the gospel music, fam.
Oh, yeah.
It's the thing is,
we ended there with gospel music.
I just feel like we tried so hard not to piss each other off and
I didn't try. I didn't try.
No, I just feel like the vibe was...
It was outside forces that
But that was it.
I was good with myself.
Yeah, we were fine with each other.
Yeah, so we had a little... What was that place called? Where did we go?
Brunch.
Oh, yeah. A Duba. We had a brunch.
Oh, we went to Duba.
Shout out to Duba. The music was lit as well.
It was lit. And we were just... You know when you're eating your turkey bacon and you're just there like...
Really, vibes.
And then the Uber guy was just coming on time.
Everything was just on time.
Everything was lovely. It was just like, wow. And then we were like, okay, guys, so what are we doing for, you know, dinner for that night? Because we only planned dinner for the next day. That was the silliest thing. But we only planned dinner
for the
next day.
But the place that we went to, my food was nice.
No, it was really nice. I like the...
What did I get?
I got the...
You guys got buffalo wings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the wings were nice.
I loved that.
You got the crab burger, innit?
Crab burger. That was really
bad. Was it?
Was it?
There was no meat in that crab. It was just shell and vibes.
Shell and vibes.
Just very crunchy.
Like, let's just go with it. And then, obviously, came back to the hotel. More vibes.
Mm.
And then it was the 18th, was it? Or the 19th?
What?
The 18th. Okay, so the day of my birthday, we ordered breakfast. Everyone got breakfast and...
Literally,
everyone
ordered. No, this woman woke up before me and Tam and ordered herself breakfast.
Not even
bothering to wake us up. So when we woke up, she was nearly finished.
I'm gonna let you finish your sentence because I'm going to interject and say every time I wake you guys up, it's a problem. So leave me alone and let me order my breakfast.
That's because you don't know how to wake people up.
Mate,
you start
really
by playing drums.
Yeah,
she's literally. I can't sleep. Yeah, I'm not gonna get no sleep because of me. That's her.
She comes with the Nollywood.
You know it's
a like, wah, 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 wah.
Welcome. Here's the thing.
Coming out open blinds. We're lucky that there's no sun on that weekend.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. You guys were already awake. That's the thing. You were just in bed.
We were still. I was still asleep.
No, because you came and said happy birthday.
Yeah, and then I went back
and then
to
you
sleep.
Went back to bed. Yeah. Meaning you were awake for a point of time.
Yeah,
a point. And then obviously I found this place that I just wanted pancakes and we couldn't go all the way back to Dubai.
So true.
So I was just like, I found a place that does pancakes and I was just like, you know what? Let me just get some panqui. And they were doing like this whole flavor of, you know, sausages, whatnot. I was like,
Yeah, the breakfast was good. Though,
my breakfast was nice.
It was lit.
I got like a breakfast roll.
And then obviously we skipped lunch because we were just getting ready. Yeah, we had alcohol.
We were watching Netflix.
Didn't we take a nap?
No, we were watching that.
Yeah, we were
with
in
the
bed.
Witchy thing.
Yeah,
the horror movie. I know. Watching that, and then we fell asleep, about. And then we woke up.
Oh my god!
And then that's when we started getting ready.
And then we went to Shaka. It was a bit weird to find because it's very hidden.
Yeah. Like we were right in front of it, but it was nowhere to be seen.
True. And then obviously we got in there, and then he didn't really ask for our IDs because Mamie looked nice.
No, that's literally what he said.
I'm
cold. Oh,
I can warm you up.
Yeah, oh my god, yeah.
Like,
I'm cold.
I can warm you up.
You guys are making me see. You're making it seem like I was flirting with your uncle.
No, you wasn't.
I wasn't.
But the way he was just like, this way, ladies.
It's the way he was talking like, best
oh,
me.
Damn. Is he walking us to our table as well?
Literally.
Because.
And then when we left, we were like, bye, uncle. He's like, bye. Bye.
before we left, it was the food for me.
The
mac and cheese slapped.
Yeah, the mac and cheese was good.
I think my food was nice.
I wanted to get your food, but I was like, these prices are not making sense right now.
They didn't make sense, bruh. I paid like, what, 75?
You know, whose food I wanted? I wanted yours and Nibs's food. That looks nice.
What did she have?
She had steak.
Her steak looked nice. It had like the juices on top of them. And everything was just
It was there, innit?
It was succulent.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I liked mine. I would go back to just get my food.
Yeah.
I
wanted and the mac and cheese.
Mm. The lobster.
The alcohol was nice as well. I like the alcohol.
The alcohol for me. The first one that I ordered because
the first one you ordered, I don't know what that was.
I wanted to try something new, innit? It was so weird.
It was weird because we've never tried it before.
It was just strong.
Yeah, but there was no
it was just
strong flavor.
Alcohol.
It was just strong vibes.
It was strong vibes.
It was just like,
the music was alright too.
The music was banging.
It was.
Oh, check out Mrs. She won the contest and everything. She was rocking it down.
I had to win
the
contest.
She was twerking the house down.
Everything vibrating.
Everything.
Just lost.
No, it was
jiggle.
I mean, going back was annoying. It's always the going back for us. I've realized.
After the fun has been had, it's like
after the fun's been
how are we gonna go back? Like,
well, I knew how I was going back.
I mean, not gonna lie, I was really waiting to ditch any one of you, and I did not care who got in that Uber with me or not.
Yeah, because she had the key. You know, she had the key.
Oh, it was in her bag.
Yeah. Like, I did not care.
She was ready to, like, so he's getting in this one.
No, because I already paid for one.
Cool. Man, I got charged for one that we didn't even use.
Same. That's what was jarring me. I came to the point where if it comes in two people jump, the other two find your own way.
Wow.
And I already knew who I was taking with me.
It was already a free.
It was But all in all, that was a nice one.
The cake was good too.
The cake was nice.
The cake was nice.
The first time I ever had cake on your actual birthday.
Oh my god,
It was shocking, isn't it?
It was.
I was a bit surprised at myself.
You're always doing something instead of
she's always not
cake.
Wanting to eat because
no,
she's,
no, no.
She's actually always doing
I'm
something
always doing
else.
Something else.
It's like, remember my 18th birthday, she was sleeping.
That is so true.
The 19th?
My 19th.
I think I was where in the you? Kitchen. Or I was upstairs. I didn't have
a 19th one.
No, your 21st. Was it your 21st?
No. My 19th. I didn't have a cake for my 19th.
No.
We're talking about...
You had a party for your 18th.
No, for her 18th. Yeah.
She was upstairs. I didn't. No, 19th. I didn't. I didn't have a cake.
It was a restaurant. Was it a restaurant thing?
No, TGI. Yeah. 19th, we went TGI.
I didn't have a cake.
No, you didn't.
No, it was the TGI one, though.
It was the TGI cake.
Yeah, but no one.
You didn't want it. I didn't eat it either.
And I didn't 20th. Like. I don't like the birthday.
What about 20th? We got your cake.
Yeah,
20th,
we got the two and the zero.
Yeah, I didn't eat that one.
Yeah, you just took it.
It was on everyone, literally.
It was on everyone. So, yeah.
The 21st, I didn't eat it. It was my cake though.
It was the Oreo.
Oreo.
Oh,
yeah, no. You
I was
didn't
upstairs
eat it.
For that one because I remember you had a gathering. I was upstairs for that one.
Sis, why are you always doing that?
She's always running from the cake. No, because you were distributing the cake out to everyone. I remember you handed.
Distribution.
Yeah, I was weeing. Why are
we
laughing at the word distribution?
I don't know. It's the way she said it. Distribution.
No, it's distribution.
Distribution.
It sounds like a construction site.
Wow.
A construction site. Distribution.
Wow. Anyway, yeah, for your 20s. Sorry.
What are you trying to say? 26?
22nd. No, I was going to say 26. 26, you know.
26, wow.
I wish I did.
Sorry, guys.
Wow.
I really wish I did.
Life's
not.
A bit mad right now, isn't it?
No. Well, okay, so we had the cake. Cake was lovely. And then the next day we came home.
No, we had cake for breakfast.
Yeah, I had cake for breakfast.
Really
and then we came home and then nothing really happened.
Nothing really happened. Everyone was like, all right, guys, see you at the next gathering.
So yeah, everyone was just floating. Back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I went back to where you live.
You went back to your countryside.
Yeah, I went back to get on that same. That was the weekend.
What?
No. Yeah, that was that weekend.
Oh my god, that was so fun. We had so much fun with the tequila.
We did.
Oh, that was the weekend I moved out.
Yeah. A lot of things were happening.
A lot of things happened that weekend.
October,
it did. I mean, it was all good.
October/November.
It was all goodish. It was December as well.
Oh, December was.
What happened in November?
Nothing really.
Lockdown 2.
Yeah, we were on lockdown for a month.
Lockdown 2.2.
Oh, yeah. 2. I tried my best to stay at home.
2.0.
I tried my
you
best.
You did stay at home?
No, like from work. Because we still had to work.
I worked that whole lockdown. Every single day of that whole lockdown, I worked.
Even when I wanted to go in, I couldn't. Because
my pay was massive.
I just couldn't.
I had.
I was like, I can't.
I had to. I had no choice. I literally had no choice. I didn't work in September.
I just couldn't.
Like... Wait, what?
Sorry.
Do you guys see that?
No.
You didn't see that. That's why I paused when that was happening. I was just there like, what are you doing?
My elbow.
Sorry.
Please take the pain.
Guys, do your thing.
No, I know, but I didn't see
you didn't see him going.
I didn't see him going
wait,
in.
Wait, now he spoke. Why did he speak? Now he's in a recording.
Well, no, we can cut him.
We can't because we're talking about what he did.
Oh, okay.
No, we can just keep him in.
Anyway.
He went into the room to chop onions and we didn't realise that's what
basically. That's why I stopped when I was talking. I was there like, chopping board.
Life. I thought it was a tray with
onions.
No, I thought it was a tray with
food.
Not food. Yeah, food even.
COVID.
With food, yeah. That's what I thought. Until he came out with the chopped onion.
You told me to season the chicken, so that's okay.
Oh my god.
Don't worry, guys. I don't have corona. I took my test that came back negative. Do you want
to
see?
Wait for my fucking test. The results don't want to come.
Bruh, what? Yeah, after
nothing
October,
happened
nothing
in November, really.
Happened in November.
No, it's just uni.
Yeah uni and vibes.
That's uni vibes.
Everyday vibes, bruv.
And then
December came.
Uni, more vibes.
Uni, definitely more vibes.
Vibes.
I had
Christmas
to work.
Eve.
I was forced to.
My girl said I was forced to.
Christmas Eve was nice.
Oh, it was nice. Oh my god. Mom. The hangover I had the next day was disgusting.
disgusting.
Mad.
I feel like I got beat up.
You did.
Yeah.
She got battered. For what? New Year's?
No.
Oh, Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Christmas Eve. I thought I was going to get slumped on Christmas Eve, I can't lie. Because I was just taking shots like it was no one's business.
Mad.
It was New Year's.
As soon as I entered, I'm going to show.
I think I didn't drink until New Year's.
You? Christmas I drank, but I didn't drink that much. I was more high than drunk on Christmas.
I had no way of getting what I wanted.
Oh yeah, Christmas she didn't drink. I remember she said, I'm having a sober Christmas.
No, like, I just couldn't get what I wanted. That was my issue. Because, you know, the shop that I normally get what I get
was closed for business during that time.
So, you know, it was crazy because they don't even celebrate Christmas. Why didn't they stay open? Exactly, that's what I was there thinking. But, you know, we moved.
Maybe they wanted to celebrate Christmas this year.
Okay.
That's a bit mad.
I just I
got to say, December was pretty good.
Yeah, December was good. Christmas was good. New Year's Eve was good.
This year has been good so far. I haven't cried.
Yeah, same.
I haven't cried.
Like, no one's pissed me off.
What, December?
No, this year.
This year, so far. I haven't cried.
I haven't cried since December.
I haven't cried since I stopped taking boys seriously.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't.
You should have done that a long time ago. Why do you think I don't cry over boys?
Because you have one.
Before.
Just to cry.
Exactly.
Just to cry. When was the last time I actually cried?
I'm really
Before I came to London for Christmas, I think.
My God, can't cry in London.
What's there to cry about?
That's so true. What's there to cry about?
In there, I'm by myself. I'm alone. I feel lonely.
I'm alone.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
She said in there.
I mean, at least when she came, she had fun.
I did.
Yeah,
New Year's, she had a lot of fun on New Year's.
No, she had to let loose.
New Year's Eve, she really let loose.
No, she had to. You know when I was like, oh, guys, money for the holiday, and she sent it, I was there like, oh my God.
No, Christmas, bruh, I was.
I couldn't believe she sent it because I was just there like. I'm from the snap that she sent us.
Yeah.
And I still kept drinking after that. Yeah. I was still... Bruv, I went downstairs and started drinking with my mum, my auntie.
Lord.
What? We finished a whole bottle of Ciroc, all of us.
Mate, it gets like that. If I have alcohol, I'm going to drink it. What is...
I just feel like my whole thing with alcohol, yeah, I can't drink any nitty alcohol. Like,
my
it can't... Nitty. No, it actually can't.
It needs to be the real deal.
Like... Yeah,
God, I can't do
see
beer.
Things like that. Oh,
that's
weird.
Very disgusting.
Beer,
yeah.
No.
It's yeast. It is yeast.
Yeah, no, I can't do that one. There.
I can't because as soon as I think of that, my brain doesn't think of like flour yeast. It thinks of
oh shit, you nasty. It thinks of that yeast.
Yeah, that's why I can't drink beer. Damn. I have a very vivid imagination.
I just don't like
every door and I can't close it after opening it and it's just stressful.
No, it's just all up in your face.
Yep.
The thing with beer is just like, it's a bit...
I like the way it looks.
I don't like
I just don't like the way it smells. I think because I worked around beer for a bit, I just don't like it. It's like when you finish your shift, your hands are just stunk of beer. So I was just there like, nah, man.
Yeah, back in stadiums. Yeah. It was very,
Oh, my God.
I mean, I miss that at all.
I actually do. Because you got free lunch.
I can't relate. I've never had
free lunch. Nah, I was just enjoying looking at the people that were working.
Oh, my God. No, 100%.
I promise you.
Not gonna lie, when I first started Sainsbury's, I'd done that. I found myself a husband, babe, but he left. It was so sad.
No, what these people.
Some of these guys were... That's why you see every time face done up.
Face are you mad?
Yeah, that's how I would always wonder why you mans would wear face makeup every day to work.
Especially when you're going to Wembley.
Are you crazy? Wembley! Oh, I promise you, I don't care if I'm late to my shift, this makeup is getting done.
When you knew you were going to Wembley.
Especially that walk from the station to the actual stadium. Oh, I'm here bopping,
you're just there like, oh,
swollen.
Excuse me.
Jesus, look at these hyenas.
Today's my first day. Do you know
hyena number one and I'm hyena number two?
Mate, I remember this guy fully walked me all the way outside to the exit because I didn't know my way around.
Bullshit, she knew.
I didn't. But I figured out my way halfway through. He just decided to continue walking. I
was like, no, it was when we finished our shift. That day we worked together, yeah, and we got on the train. And I was talking about some guy's pimples.
You're talking about the guy's pimples that moved to me. Yeah. Not some guy.
And then and then he was like, oh, hi, can I talk to you? I was like, oh, no.
No, he definitely didn't say that. To you. No, he was looking at me. I said, if you're going to stare at me, you might as well say hi.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were waiting for the train and he was literally...
Yeah, if you're staring at
me, just say hi. That's when he came and gave me his nut.
Was it the guy with the bike? No, because there was another time after work when this girl got a message where we thought it was going to be so important that we all decided let's all take long journey home because we want to read this message.
I remember that day.
It was flipping useless.
On Stratford.
It was like, hey.
Man, 3 dots for hey. No, it wasn't that time. It was a different time.
Because there was this one weird guy at the train as well that kept staring and we all started laughing at him.
No, like, you know, train situations are mad.
It's a bit annoying because we're going to get on the same train and we have to ignore each other because I'm not about to carry on talking to you.
Oh, no, it's just the fact that, you know, when we used to finish those shifts and the trains were packed, I felt so sexually harassed. It's mad.
Oh, my God.
They were on you. Like, there's some...
This is why I don't like standing on trains.
There were some annoying people that were just on you.
They just...
That's why
like
I literally... I had... Sometimes what I did, I went and took... I took the other side train all the way to the last stop and then I got the train back. Yeah, because I was sat. I was secure.
I was secure.
I can't. Like, I just, it was just, if COVID was there then.
Oh my God.
Yo. Contaminated.
Oh, contamination. You can say, nah, what? Jubilee line used to get hurt. Every
you know,
line
sad,
was
yeah,
on London.
Everyone thought as soon as we said Happy New Year,
COVID was gonna.
COVID really
it came back a little bit stronger. I can't lie.
She came back with four. She was like, "Mate, if you mans are not gonna listen, you gonna feel it."
Yeah, but you know the thing
those
about
who don't
COVID,
hear
yeah.
Feel.
It's hard for me to believe that it's like all the way real. If you get what I mean, I'm not even trying to say that it's not real. It's just the fact that when like a lot of doctors explain it, it's more of a lot of people that get it
are old
and they're very vulnerable and they have some conditions medical. And even when they have like these medical conditions, it's more time they blame COVID than the actual medical condition that this person has had. Like let's say cancer, they can tell you have a year to live, but the minute you die, COVID. Why are you going to blame it on COVID straight away? Like
I mean, maybe
that.
The COVID is what caused the cancer to
progress.
Yeah,
yeah.
It boosts it, but you can't take away the fact that the person had cancer.
Yeah, but they don't say the cancer thing. They just say.
Anyway, guys, it was nice being back.
I hope you enjoyed our review of 2020.
Yeah, even if it wasn't that long. It was long, actually.
It was long.
It was a bit long.
Anyway, stay safe.
You really do.
Yeah. I feel like everyone should wear 2 masks now.
Oh, that's a bit mad, you know.
Because
breathing is going to be mad.
It's crazy.
Don't leave your house.
They were saying that they're going to start telling people to wear masks at home.
Are you
what?
Yeah.
In my own crib, in my own yard.
Because who's going to control me? Are you putting cameras in here? You don't pay the rent.
There's cameras watching our homes, trust me.
But are you paying rent?
Do you pay this bill?
Is you paying rent to tell me to wear a mask?
Anyway, guys.
Anywho, guys, wear your face mask. Or maybe just stay at home. Maybe.
One more?
Maybe.
Goodbye. Adios.
Au revoir.